Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to Animals Attack, okay?
Oh, is it because, a new feature?
Well, we've done Animals Attack before, you know, with bears and whatever. I mean, we are in Colorado, and you've got a great one because your video is absolutely crazy. I'm going to start, though, with this girl down in the 4-year-old girl that's attacked by a coyote. She thought it was a dog, and she approached it. So,
oh, to go pet it?
Yeah.
Oh, she was 4? Why was she so alone by a coyote?
I kind of don't get it either, Jamie. I don't know.
No one was around.
All right, here's the story as we have it.
Developing right now, Colorado Parks and Wildlife are investigating a coyote attack that sent a 4-year-old to the hospital.
Can you call it a coyote attack if they walk over to pet it? I don't know.
No. Because, you know, like, sometimes I even say that with, like, when kids are, like, hitting their dogs and stuff at home.
Or, like, strangers' dogs. Don't go up to strangers'
dogs.
Well,
even your own dog. If you're bothering them enough, they're going to nip at your kid.
Yeah, if you're at Podestas Park and you're taunting a moose, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
now, not a 4-year-old.
Yeah, like stop. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying that
roll it back, bud.
Developing right now, Colorado Parks.
I've had to roll it back 6 times already. After 7 o'clock.
I know.
And I've been told to simmer down now.
Right.
Parks and Wildlife are investigating a coyote attack that sent a 4-year-old to the hospital. They say the animal attacked a 4-year-old girl on Thanksgiving in a northern Colorado Springs neighborhood near Monument Creek and I-25. When the girl was attacked when she and another child approached the coyote crouching behind a tree, thinking it was a dog. The coyote lunged at the girl, grabbing the back of her head, leaving serious injuries that left the girl in the hospital overnight. The girl has since been released. Because it would be impossible to identify the exact coyote, CPW and its partners will lethally remove any coyote it can find in the vicinity of the attack area. CPW says they have no further comment tonight.
Now, Jamie and I have always been skeptical of that part of any story. Okay, when an animal attacks and then they look for it, they find it and euthanize it.
Yeah.
We don't think they really find the right one. We think they just put one down just, you know, for giggles.
Unless they do an autopsy and then they do find an arm, then I believe them.
Yeah, you got to do like a DNA search or you got to find an arm in the belly. You're right. But most of the time, we feel like that they just find one and they release it. We killed him. We got him.
I mean, they run in packs. Like, can you really tell the difference, you know, between George and Larry?
Then Jamie has a video this morning. This is crazy, too.
Well, okay, so we've had in our neighborhood, we've had some, well, we're at the end of rutting season. Carson and I looked up rutting season. I thought it was a lot earlier, but I guess here in Colorado, it goes later, right? So it goes like October through, it can go as long as like the beginning of December, which we're in now.
Yeah, typically the second week.
They're trying to get their last, you know, groove on.
Yeah, I get it because I have only 1 month a year that I rut. So I understand. I mean, you got to pick the right time of year. You know, you can't run all year long.
Right. So here's what's happened. We have two, what are they called? Bull elk? No, deer. What are the bigger deer here? Moose, deer, moose? What? Well, because we only had whitetail. Bull deer? No, it's a deer. It's the bigger deer.
Mule deer.
Because we only have whitetail in Southern Illinois, so I always get confused with what's here. Because they're gigantic. They look like full-blown mooses, right?
Yeah, they do.
So they're bull moose, and they're mule deer here. God. Hi, my name is Jamie, and I want to talk about the mule deer. Once upon a time, there were two bucks, and they lived in my backyard. And they saw a doe, and she's a girl. And they were like, hey, hubba hubba. And they saw her, and she was prancing around. She had lipstick on, right? Yeah. And she had pasties on.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she had a tutu.
Yeah. A lot like Rudolph, only in the different places.
Yeah, exactly.
That light up.
So she was walking through there, and there's these two mule deer, and they were like, she's mine, bitch. And then the other guy's like, no, she's mine. And so they start fighting. And have you ever heard those things fight?
I've seen videos.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen it live.
It's so violent, right? It's so violent. So we've had that happen. We've had people being charged while they're going to get their mail. Well, then yesterday, my girlfriend, I'll play a little bit of the audio, and then I'll turn it off because I think they cuss, but maybe not. They're a good family. Maybe that's just my house.
I don't know, man. Yeah, right, I heard some bad language in there.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. That is them.
It attacks the dog.
Either attacks their dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's in the laying down position.
Yeah.
And I guess the dad was downstairs and he was sweeping off the back porch. He didn't know the mule deer was out there. And you know, the dog's like, what you doing? So he comes running out and he sees the mule deer laying down, and then that mule deer gets that big fat body up. How? I don't know. And just charges
it
that
happens
dog.
So yeah. fast.
So fast. And the dog has a puncture wound, but stitches and it's going to be fine.
This thing's huge, too. It looks like an elk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
It does. It's so crazy.
Big. So
Colorado, man.
Just remember, we're at the end of rutting. And so I don't know why they go across the road looking for bitches, but they do.
Yeah.
So just be very aware.
Like I said, this is my last week of rutting, too. I call it quits.
Get it while
December,
you can.
Yeah, December 15th. I shut her down, boys.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.